Weekends are made for fishing. This weekend is, anyway. You can't trust a man who doesn't fish. Believe me on that one. You can't trust most people to do fish. How big was the fish? It was so big. Of course it was. It's a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you joining me for the conversation. From time to time, I take up the mantle of the dumbest thing I've heard this week. The dumbest thing that I've heard this week. And, you know, in this, man, in this environment, that's tough. A lot of competition for the dumbest thing you hear each week. A lot of competition. And this week, I've got a nominee here that I don't think can be touched. And I want to play this for you. It's Andrew Yang running for president at the debate on Wednesday, part two of the debate at the Fox Theater Detroit. Andrew Yang said something so startling, so amazing, so absolutely absurd and ridiculous, I think that it is my nominee, my slam dunk winner for the dumbest thing that I've heard this week. And I like to bring it to you. It's bite number nine from Andrew Yang. I want you to hear this and just savor the moment, will you? Bite number nine. Go.
The important number in Vice President Biden's remarks just now is that the United States is only 15% of global emissions. We like to act as if we're 100%, but the truth is, even if we were to curb our emissions dramatically, the Earth is still going to get warmer. And we can see it around us this summer. The last 4 years have been the four warmest years in recorded history. This is going to be a tough truth, but we are too late. We are 10 years too late. We need to do everything we can to start moving the climate in the right direction, but we also need to start moving our people to higher ground. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your families.
It's too late, people. It's over. You understand me? It's over. 10 years too late. We can do what we can here, doctor, but we need to start moving the people to higher ground. We need to get people to higher ground. We need to do it now. What are you saying? I'm saying panic now. Waste no time. Go straight to full-on panic. So I'm sitting here looking out across, you know, the big buildings of downtown Cincinnati. I mean, I'm right here. Fifth Third Bank and U.S. Bank, Macy's, all the skyscrapers here in Cincinnati. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to move all of these people to higher ground. We must panic. There is no higher ground. We're in Ohio. What higher ground are you talking about exactly? How much higher? Is 20 feet enough? Well, 25, get it done. Good. What are you going to do for the people that live around Toledo and Monroe? I mean, that whole region, you know, south of Lake Erie, is flatter than a pancake. What higher ground do you suggest? We must move our people to higher ground. Look, it's going to be big business for real estate in the Rocky Mountains. Smoky Mountains are a good alternative. It's breathtaking. In fact, it's so breathtaking, I want you to hear it one more time. I don't want you to forget that it's too late. It's over. I know, because the Democrats said so. Bite nine, run it.
The important number in Vice President Biden's remarks just now is that the United States is only 15% of global emissions. We like to act as if we're 100%, but the truth is, even if we were to curb our emissions dramatically, the Earth is still going to get warmer. And we can see it around us this summer. The last 4 years have been the four warmest years in recorded history. This is going to be a tough truth, but we are too late. We are 10 years too late. We need to do everything we can to start moving the climate in the right direction, but we also need to start moving our people to higher ground. And the best way to do that is to put economic resources into your hands so you can protect yourself and your families.
I just want to speak for Democrats everywhere. I mean, come on. It's over. It's over. We must move to higher ground. I who believes this stuff? Who? It's over. It's death and carnage for us all. I'm not even going to have children because they'll be left, you know, back doing the backstroke around the mountaintop. And then the mountains are going to be underwater. Polar bears are going to be swimming with us. Who believes this garbage? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who buys into this nonsense? Anyhow, Andrew Yang is a Silicon Valley, you know, billionaire, super wealthy, you know, winner. I think he's a billionaire. I don't have his bank account here, but I think he's a billionaire running for president, brilliant guy. And then he says garbage like that. It just makes you think, okay, so did they come in and just rip out part of your brain? It's over. We must move to higher ground. Even the worst case scenarios, you know, if the sea level came up 3 or 4 feet, most of us aren't going to have to move to higher ground. Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm sitting, I'm telling you, it's going to be okay here. We're going to make it. We're going to struggle through. Michigan. I did buy a house on a hill in northern Michigan, so I guess I'll be okay. You know, you look at the bright side. If the water comes up a lot by next summer, I can just have the boat launch right at the house. I won't have to walk down the street at all. And won't that be convenient? Much easier, by the way. So maybe I support that sort of thing. Anyhow, Andrew Yang, that'll be the last you hear of him. His presidential bid is over, which is too bad. You know, between him and Marianne Williamson, her and her dark psychic forces controlling the White House, and Andrew Yang clamoring to run for higher ground, I need that kind of entertainment in my life. Maybe we could have those two debate each other. Think of the magic that would come out of that. You know, Marianne Williamson and her dark psychic, you know, guru stuff, and Andrew Yang with his new world, you know, new age thinking and whatnot. Anyhow. Good to have you here. It's a Friday. You know, we have a little fun with it. Why not? Can't take it all too seriously. We've got a quick break coming up, and then we'll check in on sports with Brock. That's part of the program. Let's see here. Brought to you by DTE Energy. DTE providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. You know, that's what's bringing you this Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Again, check in, stevegruber.com. If you want to drop me a line, do send me an email. We've got a whole pile of responses I've got to get to. I'll do that Monday, I promise. Plus Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all there for you. We'll be right back.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost Infusions, Ozone Infusions, Ultraviolet Blood Irradiation, Chelation, plus IV Vitamin, Mineral, and Nutrient Treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone. Any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
1 in 4 patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.